The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
And I'm not waiting for God to do something in my life. He's already done everything in my life that He needs to do. He's waiting for me to believe it.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers. Today, you are in the right place because we are answering several of your questions on Everyday Answers. First of all, have you ever felt like you just weren't good enough for God? Well, if you're being honest, I think most of us have felt that way at some time. And it can make life very difficult, like we don't deserve God's love or we don't deserve His mercy and grace, but that's not true. And today, Joyce will answer that question for you. Also a special treat, at our 2016 Love Life Women's Conference, three wonderful ladies took the stage to answer questions from the audience. It was Joyce, Christine Kane, and Beth Moore. We had some great questions, and those ladies did not disappoint in their answers. So I'm sure you'll enjoy that because many of those questions are probably questions that are on your mind as well. And right now, Joyce answers two questions. How do I live the Christian life? And what can I give God that will make me acceptable to Him?
Let's just say that I've had this purse for like oodles of time, lots of time. And it's like, man, the handle's falling off, the zipper's broke, the kids got it and colored on it. It's just bad. And I heard about this store called the Exchange Store, and somebody told me that anything that I've got that's old and worn out, I can take it back there no matter how old it is, no matter how long I've had it, and they'll give me a brand new one. That's just really hard to believe. But let's just try it out. So let's see here. Yeah. Oh, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I like that store. Never closes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yes, well, first of all, what is your exchange policy?
Oh, well, do you have your receipt with you?
No, no receipt.
Doesn't matter. Okay, here's our exchange policy. One rule.
Ask and you shall receive?
That's it.
That's it? One thing? Ask and you shall receive? Well, this is really pretty bad, but...
Yeah, you have well worn that. You've worn
somebody,
it well.
I'm asking if I could trade this in for a brand new one.
You said the right thing.
Can I make a little special request?
Sure, we'll listen.
Can I have one with sparkles?
You want sparkles?
I like sparkles.
You know what?
What?
We knew that.
Okay.
All right, we're ready. How about this one?
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I'm going to come back here
See
again.
You next time.
Is this just not the best ever? This is so good. Okay, now, as excited as I am about this, there's other things that I'm more excited about. Because I tell you what, I can have a great purse, but I can have one messed up soul. And no matter how great my purse is, if I'm still dragging around all my junk and ashes from my broken, burned up, miserable past, why don't you just gather up all the ashes out of your ash pit? I got mine right here. See, the thing is if you want to exchange with God, you got to give up the old stuff to get the new stuff. That means I can't hang on to these. I can't
You know, he said, I'll give you beauty for ashes, not beauty and ashes. And so I got to get rid of all this stuff. I don't get to have a pit day where I go sit in my pit and feel sorry for myself and go over all my ashes again of my messed up life. You know why? Because whoever and whatever this represents died on the cross with Jesus Christ, and I've been resurrected to a brand new life and a brand new me, and I'm not waiting for God to do something in my life. He's already done everything in my life that he needs to do. He's waiting for me to believe it. Amen. If just by the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God, he would touch you this afternoon and you would go home and say, I'm just gonna believe what you say, God. If you say you love me, I believe you love me. If you say I can do anything, I believe I can do anything. If you tell me all things are possible with you, then I believe all things are possible with you. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people say. I don't care what the devil says. I believe.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, woo-hoo, I like that. Can I hear that again?
Hey, gorgeous.
You see this mess?
Ew.
That's my life. I can't keep them?
Just dump them right out here. Just get rid of them. Put them right there, honey.
Okay, sweetie.
Yeah. All right.
But wait, what do I get?
We're going to take this away. We're going to take this one.
What do I get?
Just the right thing for you. Look at this.
Oh! Look at that. I am so excited. I am so excited. Woo! Change life. I give him what I am and especially what I'm not, and he gives me everything he is and everything he has. In myself, I'm a poor, miserable sinner. In him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay, check this out. Isaiah 64:6. For we have all become like one who is unclean, ceremonially like a leper, and all our righteousness, our best deeds of rightness and justice is like filthy rags or a polluted garment. Megan, can you come out here, please? This is the way we are when we in our own self. This is Megan's pre-Christ filthy rags, messed up, miserable life. If we could exchange that for something else, would you like it? You tired of this? Tired of living like this? Dragging these chains around, hanging your head down, being miserable all the time? Well, let's see. Let's see what we got over here for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Aww.
But you know what? She told me she's sorry that she's lived like this. And she wants a new life.
That's my favorite one to do.
That's the favorite one to do.
Okay, let's see if we can trade this for
something.
Yeah,
let me have that old dirty rag.
Let's see what we got here that we can trade
for this.
All right,
I'm going to take this one. You don't need this anymore.
No, you'll never get that back again.
All right.
Let's see what we got here now.
Look at this.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Man, I know what this is because I got one. The robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Whoa, let's see that pretty face of yours. Okay, let's get you all fixed up here. Whoa. Lord, it's a good thing you're married or you'd be getting another boyfriend today.
She cleans up good.
Oh, she does. I tell you what. Okay, now, we see there is a little problem. It's a mite big for her. But boy, here comes the good lesson. When we get the righteousness of God, it's too big for all of us. But now, is she going to grow into this dude? Amen. And if you look at this from a spiritual standpoint, one of the reasons why we can't believe what God's done for us is because it's like, we just can't believe it. She's like, how could I possibly be the righteousness of God? How is that possible? It's possible because God says so. But you see, what happens is as you keep growing, come on, as you keep growing, I said, as you keep growing, but here's the thing. While you're growing, you cannot miss this. If you miss this, I have missed my whole point today. While you're growing into this, it's still 100% yours. Come on. Come on. And I've got a secret for you. It's always going to be a little bit big. And that's God's plan. Come on, give God a big praise. Thank you, Megan.
This is the 2016 Love Life Women's Conference. And the teaching that you have been watching during the show happened right here this weekend. So that should tell you that you should not miss this event. We hope that you'll join us this year for 2017 because it's going to be fantastic. In fact, there are a lot of behind the scenes things that happen that you can only see by being here. Now, as you know on Everyday Answers, Joyce is always answering the questions that you ask. Well, here at the conference, we did the same thing. A lot of the ladies asked questions to not only Joyce, but also Beth Moore and Christine Kane. We had a great time with some wonderful questions from the group. Take a look for yourself.
Run right on up here. What's your name and your question?
My name's Deborah, and I'm from St. Augustine, Florida.
All right.
I want to begin by first saying to Joyce Meyer, you've been my greatest mentor.
Amen.
For many, many years.
Yes. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for what you have given me and imparted into my life.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
And Beth, I'm just now beginning to know you, and I love you as dearly, and you are the opposite of Joyce Meyer. I say that very graciously because you are both a wonderful blend for one another. You blend each other perfectly, and I hope that Joyce will have you back again.
You are so
thank
kind.
You.
Here's what she meant,
My
Beth.
Father.
You're sweet, and I'm a little rough.
And Joyce, I love you because of your roughness. It's because of that that I witness with you.
I am confident.
Amen.
I am so glad I'm not part of this. That's all I can say.
You're glad she don't know you.
Exactly. Okay, my question is this. When I heard that my father was terminally ill, I asked three things of God. God answered two of my three prayers. The third one was, Lord, please let me witness my father accepting Christ before he dies. I did not get the chance to do that. To this day, I'm not sure that he ever did. How does one get over that?
Well, you know, I say this in totally the right spirit, and I understand why you're asking the question, but first of all, none of us knows for sure whether somebody accepted Christ or not. That's something that you have to take by faith. And secondly, you have to always keep in mind that when you're praying anything for somebody else, it's totally different than praying something for yourself, because when you pray for somebody else, their free will is involved. And so you just can't make another person, no matter how much you want them to be saved, you can't make them receive Christ. If God answered your prayer and it wasn't what your father wanted, then he'd have to move against his free will to do that. And he won't do that for any of us. So the reason you can go on is because you know that you prayed the right prayer.
That's good.
You asked for the right thing. And now you have to trust and leave that between him and God.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I always think to myself at a time like this, what would we do if God had not put that one tiny little sliver in the scriptures about the thief on the cross?
Right.
And so that was just, we said, today you will be with me in paradise to that thief. That we never know what's transpiring between Jesus and that person right before their death. If somebody knows they're going to die, sometimes the knowledge that death is oncoming can be the sweetest mercy God ever gave, because they're facing the fact that their life is nearly over and you're flat on your back and your face is looking straight up. So there, I love that he put that in the scriptures so we can at least wonder, might there have been, is there a precedent in the word that that could happen right at the last minute? And there is.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you know how much we love answering your questions. And of course, here, Joyce, with her friends, Beth and Chris Kane, did a fantastic job. We're going to keep answering those questions, so we hope you'll send them in, and we'll answer them right here on Everyday Answers. But first, let me invite you to come to one of our Love Life Women's Conference. Join us this year. It is so much fun. We have great guests who are going to be with us. You're going to see all the wonderful stuff that's happening right now, and you'll be so glad you came. Now, if you have a question, you can send it to us on social media. Use Facebook, the Joyce Meyer Ministries page. Use Twitter, hashtag AskJoyce, and be watching right here as we answer those questions. I say we, I mean Joyce, but she answers them directly from God's Word. Right now, let's get back to that teaching.
People just try so hard to live the Christian life. Can I just tell you the truth? You really can't live the Christian life. You say, well, then what do you got us here for? What is it exactly that you're trying to do? I'm trying to tell you that you've got to give up trying to do it and let Jesus do it through you. The biggest question that people have is, what can I do? The point is not that you do good to try to earn something from God that he already has provided for you as a free gift, but because you see what he's done for you, what great things he has done for you, because of that, you get up every day and you want to do the very best you can, not to get anything from God, but to just say thank you for what He's already done for you. And this is the hardest thing for us to get through our heads. People constantly say to me, so now, what can I do? When I go home, what is it? Is there a certain thing I can study? Is there a certain scripture I can read? Well, the thing is God will guide you. He'll lead you. What I'm going to tell you is fall in love with Jesus. Just fall in love with Jesus and just let Him love up on you. Believe what He says in the Word and do the best you can every day, but know that every day you're going to fall short and you're going to need Jesus once again to forgive you, to give you mercy. And I will tell you the truth. I mean, I am passionate to do the right things. Sometimes I will say to God, I hope you're pleased. Because I really want to please God. But not because I think I have to. Not because I think He's going to love me anymore if I'm a better little girl. That's what we get from people. That's what I got from my parents. And what they gave me really wasn't even love to start with. That's not even what He wants from us. He wants us to serve Him because we just love Him so much that any little thing that we could do, I try to do what's right because I love God, not because I think that I have to. And see, when you fall in love with Jesus and you let Him love you, and I hear what I'm going to say, and when you give Him everything that you are, and especially everything that you're not, we're going to go slow this afternoon. When you give Him everything that you are, but especially everything that you're not, you stop trying to hide what you're not from God. Could I please tell you something and have you get it? You are no surprise to God. He is not saying, oh my gosh. It's not like the Father is turning to Jesus and saying, son, I had no idea that she was going to be like this. We have got the wrong woman. Because we are trying to use her mouth, and at home she still is getting herself in trouble. He's not surprised. The Bible says that He knows every word in our mouth that we have not yet spoken. Everything you're ever going to do wrong, He already knows it, and guess what? It's already paid for. So here we're back to the same dumb thing again. Well, so then what's the point in trying? Because you can't help it. You just can't resist trying to do your best for Jesus because you are so crazy in love with Him. You are just so crazy in love with Him that what else could you possibly do with your pitiful self but try to love Him more and more? Here's your homework assignment. Go home, love Jesus, Let him love you.
So the answer is falling in love with Jesus. That's what he wants from you. It sounds so simple, it can almost be difficult to believe, but it's the truth. Contact us right now for a resource that will help you understand that and accept that it really is true. What we are offering you today is Joyce's book called Beauty for Ashes. This little paperback book is full of powerful, powerful life stories of Joyce and God's Word, what He taught her in her life when she felt like she was not worthy of God's love, but He said, I love you anyway. These are all the things that she learned that really turned her life around and we believe can help you in such a big way too. One of the keys to falling more in love with Jesus is discovering how very much He loves you, and Beauty for Ashes will definitely help you. So contact us right now and let us know that you would like to receive this book. Right now, we need to hear what you have to say, so it's time for your voice. Let's check it out. We really enjoy hearing from a lot of you about how the answers that you have received from this show are helping you. Here's an example, Jennifer from Maryland. Jennifer says, Joyce, I've learned so much from you on how to wait for prayers to be answered. I used to spend a lot of time crying, but now I consciously remind myself to trust God because nothing is too big for Him. I purposely try to enjoy my family instead of staying trapped in worry and fear. I pray and ask for what I need, and then I ask to be shown who I can be a blessing to, and I'm always shown who I can bless that day. It's easier some days than others, but it's doable. Well, Jennifer, you definitely hit my heart there. I love it when people just want to be a blessing to somebody else. And you're right, some days it's not as easy as others, but it really does make a difference, especially when we're waiting on God. So today we hope that more of you will share with us how God is using His answers from our program, Everyday Answers, in your life. Let us know some of the answers that you've learned and how it's really made a difference. On social media, you know where to go. Check out Facebook, the Joyce Meyer Ministries Facebook page. Go to Twitter, and as you're posting those tweets, use hashtag EA, and be right here next time on Everyday Answers.
You don't go around being insecure all the time because you think, well, they probably don't like me, they probably don't like me, they probably don't like me. And I think when you know that God likes you.
If you have a question, we've got an answer right from God's Word. On Twitter, use hashtag, it's a hard one to say, hashtag Ask Joyce, and we will search out those answers and discover them together. Right now, have a great day. We'll see you next time.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.